Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for travelers, a heavyweight in the insurance game. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a solid player in the property and casualty insurance space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Travelers, also known by its ticker TRV, through a detailed SWOT lens, covering their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We'll also weave in some recent performance trends, key financials, and insights from their latest earnings call to give you a full picture. So grab a coffee, let's dive in, and figure out if Travelers deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Travelers is a leading provider of property and casualty insurance, operating across personal, business, and specialty lines. They're a big name in the financial services sector, specifically in the insurance industry, with a massive market cap and a presence that spans the U.S. and beyond. Headquartered in the States, they employ thousands and have built a reputation for stability in a sector that's often tied to economic cycles and unpredictable events. Now let's set the stage with some recent updates and performance before we get into the meat of the analysis. Looking at the latest buzz, Travelers has been making headlines with their Q3 2025 earnings call, which dropped some pretty interesting insights. They reported strong financial results, with core metrics showing resilience despite a tricky external environment. The management sounded confident about their strategic direction, which is always a good sign for us long-term folks, though they did flag some potential headwinds. More on that later. Performance-wise, Travelers has shown decent numbers over various timeframes. Their stock has been holding up well compared to industry trends, with short-term gains in the past week and month looking steady, and longer-term performance over the past year and 5 years reflecting a stable, if not explosive, growth trajectory within the insurance space. The sector itself has had mixed results, but Travelers seems to be navigating it better than some peers. So with that backdrop, let's jump into the SWOT and see what's driving this company and what could trip it up. Strengths. Let's start with what Travelers is doing right. Their financial performance is a standout. From the latest earnings call, we know they've posted robust results for Q3 2025, with key metrics like revenue and net income showing strength. Looking at historical income statements, their revenue and operating income have been on a consistent upward trend over recent years, which speaks to operational efficiency and a strong business model. Another big plus is their profitability ratios. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are solid for the industry, indicating they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a good chunk of it. Their return on equity is also competitive, showing they're using shareholder money effectively to generate returns. Cash flow is another feather in their cap. Their free cash flow yield looks healthy, and cash flow statements reveal a steady stream from operating activities. This gives them flexibility to reinvest, pay dividends, or weather unexpected storms, something critical in insurance where claims can spike out of nowhere. Lastly, their dividend yield is attractive for income-focused investors. They've got a history of paying out, and the latest figures show a yield that's appealing compared to sector averages. For long-term holders, this steady income stream can be a nice bonus while waiting for capital appreciation. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Travelers isn't perfect. One concern is their debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side for my liking. While they've got the cash flow to manage it, a heavy debt load in a rising interest rate environment could squeeze margins or limit flexibility if economic conditions tighten. Another issue is their valuation. The current price-to-earnings ratio is a bit lofty compared to some industry peers, and even looking at forward PE estimates, it's not exactly screaming undervalued. For value investors, this might give pause, especially if growth slows down. Lastly, while their quick and current ratios indicate decent liquidity, they're not as robust as some competitors. If a major catastrophic event hits and claims surge, they might feel a pinch in the short term. It's not a deal breaker, but it's something to keep an eye on for risk-averse investors. Opportunities. On the flip side, there are some exciting growth avenues for Travelers. The insurance industry is evolving, and their latest earnings call highlighted a focus on strategic initiatives, think tech investments, and expanding into underserved markets. If they can leverage data analytics or AI to underwrite better or streamline claims, that could be a game changer for margins and customer retention. Geographically, their revenue breakdown shows a strong U.S. base, but there's room to grow internationally. If they can tap into emerging markets where insurance penetration is low, that could drive long-term revenue growth. Also, with climate change driving more extreme weather events, demand for property and casualty insurance is only going to rise. Travelers is well-positioned to capitalize on this trend, especially if they can innovate with new products tailored to these risks. For us long-term investors, this macro trend could be a slow but steady tailwind. Threats. Now, let's talk about what keeps me up at night with Travelers. First, the external environment they mentioned in the Q3 2025 call. Economic slowdowns or inflation spikes can hit premium growth as businesses and individuals cut back on coverage. If disposable income shrinks, insurance often gets deprioritized. Catastrophic events are always a wild card in this industry. A major hurricane or wildfire season could lead to massive claims, and while Travelers has the balance sheet to handle it, a string of bad luck could dent profitability and spook short-term investors. Competition is fierce too. The insurance space is crowded, and peers are also investing in tech and pricing aggressively. If Travelers can't keep up with innovation or gets into a price war, margins could suffer. Plus, regulatory changes in key markets could throw a wrench in their plans, something management hinted at as a potential challenge. Lastly, their beta suggests they're somewhat tied to market movements. If we see a broader market downturn, Travelers might not be the safe haven some expect, especially with that debt load we mentioned earlier. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. Travelers has a lot going for it. Strong financials, consistent cash flow, and a decent dividend make it a compelling hold for those seeking stability with some income. But the valuation and debt levels are a bit of a yellow flag, and external risks like economic shifts or natural disasters could create volatility in the short to medium term. For me, the opportunities in tech and market expansion are exciting, but they're not guaranteed wins. So, if you're considering Travelers, weigh that balance of steady performance against the risks of a cyclical industry. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Travelers in the comments. Do you see it as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the convo going, and I'll catch you in the next one.